Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, John Schuster.
Hey, Levon. Good to be here.
Great. We want to talk about you and your book, The Power of Your Past, The Art of Recalling, Reclaiming, and Recasting. And since we're talking about the past, let's start with your past. Where did you grow up and kind of what are some things you did to lead to this point?
Yeah, well, I'm an Iowan.
Yes.
I was born in Dubuque and lived in Waukon, Iowa, up in Alameda Key County. And so I got a lot of Irish and German Iowa in me. And then I got schooled in the Jesuit schools. I was an English major, and I've lived a lot in the Midwest, and I now live in Columbus, Ohio.
So you're still in the Midwest.
That's
great.
Midwest.
So
yeah.
So often it seems folks that write these books are on the West Coast. So it's good to have a kind of a hometown boy to kind of have that Midwest background.
Good.
John, the kind of subtitle of this, Art of Recalling, Reclaiming, and Recasting. Can you define each of those for us, please?
Yeah. The premise of the book is that we all have these histories and that they can really work for you if you know how to help have your past work for you. And the premise is that it's not good to ignore your past. There's a lot to learn from it. So recalling is bringing up the memories and the images from your past. And reclaiming is amplifying the positives, Levon. What are all those great parts of our past that we can never forget because it defines us? And then the recasting is reinterpret the bad events. Almost all of us have some bad events, too. If we don't reinterpret those as adults, we get captive to our past.
Mm-hmm. John, there's when families get together, they always are telling stories of, like, do you remember when? And have probably long, funny stories to tell. And on the other hand, we're often told that we should live in the moment, and many people do that. What's the balance?
That's a great question. I think I don't think people have trouble living in the moment, really. I think we can fret about our past and get anxious about it and have regrets. And we can fret about our future, saying, oh, am I going to be safe? Is it going to work out? But it's the, savoring those moments that we all need to enjoy, and life has much to offer, so some gratefulness for what you have. But I think we've been ignoring our past way too much as a society. We forget who we are and where we come from, and so that's why I wrote the book, to create some balance. And that's not even talking about the future, where we spend a lot of time setting goals.
Uh-huh. So. Now, you have worked with many, many people. You are a counselor. You've worked with businesses, leaders, individuals. What brought you to saying, this is what I need to talk about now? You've done other kinds of topics, other books. Why this one about the power of your past?
Well, that's a fun question. See, I've worked with leaders. I've had a business for over 30 years, Levon, and it's been in executive coaching now. And I watch the best leaders I know are the ones who really know their histories well. I've spent a lot of time thinking about who they are and where they come from, and they get energy from their past. Their past is not to be ignored. It's to be something that energizes us and defines us. So, and then I saw these mediocre leaders or less, and you could tell that they had, you'd hear people say about them, oh, he has a hang-up about that. Or, you know what, she's forgetting where she came from. Great statement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote it because I wanted people to be more effective and live into more of who they are. So it's about their potential, I think.
Now, and I want to go back to your past, but you mentioned in your book several times your mother, who was of Irish descent, and you mentioned that, of course, Irish is in your background. What do you think you learned from her, or why, tie that in with this talking about your past?
Oh, yeah, I'd be happy to. I learned a ton from her. She was quite the lady. She died 2 years ago, and at 92, I called her younger sister, Dorothy, up in Waukon last night, by the way, my last remaining aunt, so I have a great connection. But what I learned from her and her sisters was this joy of knowing what your identity is by getting rooted in your history. And so even on my mom's last conscious day with me, we'd go over those memories, and she'd get so much joy out of that. So I learned a lot from her and her great storytelling, and that's why she's prominent in the book. But it's really not a family book so much as it is a it's probably got more work examples in it than family, but it's both and, you know.
Mm-hmm. And we want to talk about those, how you recall your past positively, I guess, and some of the ways you help people do that. But before that, I want you to give us an example or two of somebody, a real person you've worked with, and how they applied learning and talking about their past to what they're doing now and how it improved it.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you a quick one right now. Coaching a 30-year-old yesterday, and a great, great young businessman. He's got his MBA already, but he had a bad boss in his early 20s, and this boss told him, you know, you're never going to be good working with people. You ought to stay on the analytical side of, you know, studying numbers and crunching mm-hmm. numbers and being an analytical. Well, I think that boss did him some damage. Now, he's got this memory now, these conversations with that boss 8 years ago. And there's other people who see great potential in it. He has some natural humility. He has some natural leadership skills. And so it's a great example of how he's recasting. He's reinterpreting that early boss and saying, you know, maybe that boss didn't know quite everything about me, and maybe I'm quite capable of working with people. And if he doesn't get rid of that old memory and that old imprint, he won't have the confidence he needs to move ahead. So that's a very practical little example of how it works.
So when you are working with somebody like that, like you're kind of a one-on-one, from what I understand, what's the process that you go through?
It's pretty simple, actually. In my first meeting with them, I often say, well, tell me about your life history, your leadership journey, you know, and they'll tell me. And if they ignore their childhood and their adolescence, I go back and say, oh, what were you good at school? Did you have great teachers? How close were you with your brothers and sisters? And I get all this rich history, and of course they think they have, there's not much there, and of course there's a lot there. And then in high school, what were you good at? And in college, did you take on leadership positions? And so I found out all about this history and kind of where they, how they got started on their path or their journey or their arc, I guess you call it. And then I bring back, I don't, you know, we work mainly about the future. You know, it's really where do they want to go? How can they get better with their leadership roles and their teams? But it's easy then to bring back the past and say, oh yeah, I remember that ties to this. And so it's kind of a natural process of getting to know where they came from and then reminding them of how they can use that.
So you are picking out the positive things that happened in his life in order to help give him some confidence and say, yeah, I'm not the person that boss said I was.
That's right. Is that correct? Definitely turn out the positive. And, you know, a 30-year-old, who knows what he's capable of, but don't let your boss 8 years ago limit your belief system about yourself.
He's got a lot of years ahead. Now, in your book, The Power of Your Past, The Art of Recalling, Reclaiming, and Recasting, you've divided into three parts: discovering the power of your past, tapping the power of your past, and channeling the power of your past. How do you think your book, what have you done in the book besides give examples and explain these and so on? You've got some things in here that can help people actually sit down and do this themselves.
Yeah, I think so. I think, well, like those, you know, the last part of the book is all about application. So, you know, life comes rolling at us. And so that one chapter is on what do you say yes to and what do you say no to when life comes at you. So, you know, so this is Dancing with the Stars week coming at us, you know, or whatever new show is on, you know. Do I say yes to that? Do I say I watch every episode and it's a source of joy and me and my sweetheart are going to enjoy that? Or you say, no, I've got other things I want to do. Now, that's a small example.
Okay.
But your parents give you religion, and you have to say yes or no to that. Do I do it their way or my way? And so your life is filled with these yeses and nos, and I try to make it pretty clear for people what those choices are about.
Well, we've been visiting with John Schuster, and as usual, our time has just flown by. We've been talking about his book, The Power of Your Past, The Art of Recalling, Reclaiming, and Recasting. And I'm thinking if you just put that into your search engine, you can find out more. Or you could probably go to Amazon.com or somewhere like that, John?
Yeah, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, okay. and certainly my website, which is johnpschuster.com.
All right. We want to thank you so much for your time, John, and kind of get us thinking about what's important in our past and bringing it forward.
Thanks, Levon, for a great interview. Enjoyed it.
Okay. Until next time, here's a thought from William Faulkner. The past is never dead. It's not even past.